chapter 3, beginning verse 39. Said, wherefore doth a living man complain, a man for the punishment of his sins? Let us search and try our ways and turn again to the Lord. Let us lift up our heart with our hands unto God in the heavens. I'm sure every one of us have at some time been guilty of complaining. Probably even today, since you got out of bed, we've complained about something. And I know myself, I've done a lot of complaining. And many times we complain against the providence of God. Amen. Becomes a sin. But I want us to notice this morning, and trust that I'm thinking right, we need to understand what it means here by who is a living man. I don't believe it's just any man, but I believe it's one that is a spiritual man, one who has been born again, one whose sins have been pardoned, been redeemed, and washed in the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Many things we've heard concern one that's been called, made clean. The Bible said that we've been washed in the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because I believe this morning that all others are spiritually dead. They're not living. And I believe I want to call your attention this morning concerning that living man. The Bible tells us this morning that all others, if not saved, that they're spiritually dead, they have no life whatsoever in them. Ephesians chapter 2 tells us, you hath he quickened who was dead in trespass and sin. Have no life. Been separated from God. Romans 3 and 23 said, we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. Well, I want you to notice this morning, I think he's talking about one that's truly been saved, been born again by the Spirit of God, that he is a living man. And I want us to notice this morning, what causes this complaint? Why do we complain? Said, wherefore does a living man complain? Oh, there's so many things. There this morning, first of all, we complain because of our sins. Though we've been redeemed by the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, we still have that old nature. Amen. That old flesh. Yes. And that's natural this morning that we complain. That old flesh rises up. Many things we could say concerning this. But we have that old nature. And there is always a battle. Paul wrote concerning that warfare that we have within us. And that sin that comes into our lives. Some say, oh, I heard of a man down in Arkansas. He's one of those that believe today that the devil is bound. We're already in the camp. Listen, I don't know who bothers me every day if the devil's bound. Bothers me every day. But we find even in days past, men of God, they made complaints. Living men that God had redeemed by His precious blood. I want you to notice something this morning. In the 38th Psalm, we found David. Listen, David, of course, he got out and sinned, even like many of us do today. And David made his complaint, that old nature that he still had in his life. He said in the 38th Psalm, he said in verse 4, "For mine iniquities are gone over my head as a heavy burden. They're too heavy for me."
Yeah. Amen.
"My wounds stink and are corrupt of my foolishness. I'm troubled and I'm bowed down greatly, and I go mourning all the day long."
Yeah. Amen.
"For my loins are filled with loathsome disease, and there is no soundness in my flesh." "Said I'm feeble and sore and broken, and I've roared by the reasoning of this quietness in my heart." We find many others. We had mentioned this morning that things come into our life and it says nothing new. Men of God in days past, they complained concerning certain things that existed in their life. And I can look back. Oh, how many times I've been guilty of complaining against God. Our nature. Apostle Paul wrote in Romans chapter 7, wrote concerning that warfare that was in his life every day. He wrote in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, Paul wrote of all of the trials that he had during his ministry.
Yeah.
And the times he was in the storms and the depths of the sea, and all of the times he was beaten and all that. So I believe this morning, it's nothing new as far as that. But you know, there's a difference in spiritual complaining. Is a mark of a spiritual life. There's a lot of difference in how we complain.
Yes. Amen, brother.
A lost person today is not burdened concerning their sin.
That's right.
It doesn't bother a lost person today. When I was lost, I walked with the devil, I never had any trouble.
That's right.
But spiritual complaining is different. It's an evidence of that he is a living man. But he'll not only complain about his sins. We have them. A person says he without sin, he's, Bible says he's a liar. Makes God a liar. Every one of us this morning, saved by the grace of God, I sin every day. And I don't brag about it. I'm just saying there's sin in my life. Every one of us. I don't believe there's a man today alive that can get up and say, "Well, I go through a day without sinning." But a man will not only complain about his sin, you know, we'll complain about the absence of things we desire. We're guilty a lot of times of complaining as if God withholds something that we really need.
Amen, brother.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, I always think of the old Simon Gaiman, the old we taught the Indian, Brother Larman knows well. Know how many times he used to quote that verse, Psalms 23, he said, "The Lord is my shepherd." He said, "I'll not lack anything that's good for me."
Amen.
That's really what it means.
Amen,
that's really what it's talking about.
Yeah.
Said, "Jehovah's me pastor, neither me fault." He said, "I'll never lack anything that's good for me."
Amen.
That's what it says in Spanish. We act a lot of time, we complain. And I can truthfully say this morning, Paul said in Philippians 4:19, "For my God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus."
Yes.
Oh, listen. Psalms 37, David said, "Once I was young and now I'm old, and I've never seen the righteous forsaken nor his deed begging bread." But you know, many times we complain concerning the way we're treated or how we lack things.
Yeah.
You ever hear a Christian say, "You know, I don't know. I really don't deserve this." Listen this morning, friends. We need to realize this morning, as Brother Connor just told us, everything we have is by the unmerited grace of Almighty God.
Amen.
Everything.
That's right.
All I have, ever will have. And as the Bible said, we deserve the least of His mercies. And yet a lot of times we complain of the things that we desire. We complain the complaint a lot of times is the nature and corruption that works in our lives. I've said this to many different ones, to my pastor. And I know the Lord knows everything. There's not one thing that I can even think about that He don't know. David said there's not a thing even within my tongue that He doesn't know. But I tell you what, I complain a lot of times, bring complaints of the dreadful thoughts and the ideas and the plans that Satan will put in your mind. I don't know how many are guilty would admit, but I've sat in the house of God and I wouldn't want anybody to know what went through my mind. Let's be honest. I know God knows, but I wouldn't want anybody to know that goes through my mind sometimes. And many times we complain it's because of the hardness of our own heart and our spirituality. We go to God's house every day and not be spiritual. I know this by experience. When I first put my wife in a nursing home, I come to the place where I thought, I'm in it all. Got in a terrible condition. The things that go through your heart and mind and complain against Almighty God. We get a lot of times because of our own hardness of our hearts. The lack of really being serious before God. Said, why does the living man complain? Ask yourself this morning, why do I complain? And oh, there's so many things. The Bible tells in the book of Ezekiel that one of the signs and cry that we cry out. And I think of old Lot down there in Sodom. It said he vexed his soul from day to day living among the ungodly. And that many times happened to our own lives.
Amen, brother.
We act like a lot of times that God don't care, and you know we're being mistreated more than anybody else. We begin to complain.
Yeah.
He said, nobody knows the trouble I have.
Yeah.
Huh? A lot of times, it's a lack of spirituality. Yeah, we go to church all the time.
But we fail to really see ourselves like we really are.
Yes. Amen.
I'm preachers. We can preach every day.
That's right.
And get in a condition.
That's right, brother. Amen. Amen.
That we think we're the only ones that have any trouble. I preached on that verse, Brother Connors, in that verse 10 of 1 Peter, after we've suffered a while. You make us, strengthen us and make us perfect. That means sincere. We'll be absolutely sincere. And settle us. I'll tell you what, I'm more settled today than I've ever been. My 75 years. I'm settled on the truth of the Word of God. But I want you to know, he said, wherefore doth a living man complain, a man for the punishment of his sin? I don't believe this word punishment. I believe it means chastisement. For God doesn't punish his elect. Already our sins have been punished in the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ once and for all. They've been paid for. God doesn't punish one of his elect. But I believe it's talking about being chastised. It said being chastised for sins. Now we've been redeemed. We've been pardoned. We've been made clean. In fact, we're complete in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Complete.
Yeah.
He became sin for us who knew no sin, the Bible said. Paid for it all.
Amen.
God's not going to punish you and I today for our sins. But he chastises us for the sins we commit.
Yes. Amen.
And of course I know we're going to suffer at the judgment seat of Christ because we're going to give an account of what we've done in this body.
Amen.
Whether it be good or bad.
Amen.
We like to say about the good.
Yeah.
Don't think about the bad, and there's going to be some. You know what? Chastisement is the privilege of a redeemed child of God.
Amen, brother.
God don't chastise.
That's right.
The lost.
That's right. And
not here.
Amen.
So, but Paul said these are verses you all know in the book of Hebrews, chapter 12. I believe it's talking about here a living man, one that's been redeemed, and God chastises them for the sins that they commit.
Yes.
And God does not overlook sin, and you or I, a preacher or whoever he is, God never overlooks sin in our lives.
Amen.
No matter who we are. And if we're not chastised in this life, we're going to suffer at the judgment seat of Christ. I was thinking about there Hebrews 10:25, it said we're talking about the faith forsaking assembly of ourselves together. And then he goes on to say there's no more sacrifice for sin.
Right.
That's the sin that we do deliberately.
Amen.
Against the known will of God.
Yes.
We're going to have to give an account one day.
Amen.
There's no more sacrifice for that sin. Hebrews chapter 12. I don't forget where I'm going. Hebrews chapter 12. I'm getting old, Brother Harvey. Hebrews chapter 12, we say, verse 5, it said, and ye have forgotten the exhortation which speak unto you as children. My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, nor faint not when thou art rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. And if ye endure chastening, God dealeth with you. I don't like to be chastised, but I'm glad he does.
Amen. Amen.
Dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the Father chasteneth not?
Amen.
But if ye be without chastisement, whereof ye are all partakers, then we are bastards and not sons. Furthermore, we had fathers of the flesh which corrected us, and we gave them reverence. Shall we not much rather be subject unto the Father of the spirits and live? For they verily for a few days chastened us after their own pleasure, but he for our profit,
amen,
that we might be partakers,
amen,
of his holiness.
Amen.
Aren't you glad God chastised you for your sins? We complain a lot of times and are chastised because of the circumstances we get ourselves into. I've been there, I know it. Many times we complain. Oh, there's a lot of things we could mention. Perhaps the loss of property. Perhaps losing a job. Maybe having poor health. Maybe the Lord sees fit to wife don't have good health. Think about Job. ever think about God and the devil has some conversation if you read over there in the book of Job. You know that? You know they talk back and forth? But old Job really suffered. But he said, with all that he suffered, he said he didn't charge God foolishly.
Amen.
A lot of times we have suffering in our lives. And I know that by experience. If sickness in your home, and you can get to the place you complain.
Yeah, amen.
Many times it's because our homes are not in order as they ought to be. And yet we begin to complain unto God. Say this morning, a lot of times, we get together and say, boy, everything's fine, but our homes are not always in order as God would have them to be. But I want to say this, in all of it, we got to still realize, we need to realize that Romans 8:28 is true. That all things work together for good to them that love God. To them are the called according to purpose. And in all the chastisements that God might bring upon us, whatever it is. And there is a lot of things that happens in our lifetime. But whatever it is, I don't care what chastisements, whatever it is God brings about us in our life since we've been saved, or even before, Brother Carson, I thank God that He knew me before the foundation of the world. Knew all about me. Knew the life I lived and everything before. But you know what? We need to realize that all that happens, He's conforming us to the image of His Son. That's what it is. The day I was saved, God began working on me. I remember Brother Harvey preached the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ, or the unfinished work. Well, He finished the work at Calvary for our redemption. But I'm glad this morning He's still working on me.
Amen.
It's not finished. The day I was saved, He became working on me. and conforming me to the image of His Son. And one day I'm going to be like Him. Because I'll see Him as He is. Be like Him. You know, when we complain, you know, even today, I noticed the verse in the Old Testament, the book of Leviticus. You know, when we have when things come into our life and we complain, we got to come to the place we need to confess that we were wrong. In the book of Leviticus, chapter 26, I want you to notice the verse. Leviticus chapter 26 and verse 40, he said, if they confess their iniquity and the iniquity of their fathers with their trespasses which they have trespassed against me, and that also they have walked contrary unto me, and that I have also walked contrary unto them, and have brought them into the land of their enemies, if then their uncircumcised heart be humbled, and they then accept the punishment of their iniquity.
Yes.
You and I are going to have to accept the chastisement of the sins and things that come into our life.
That's right, brother. Amen.
You might as well just confess it and say, well, I've done so and so, and you might as well admit it.
I'm responsible.
Because you're going to have, I'm responsible. I talked to a man this week, and he made every excuse. He hasn't been coming to church. I said, you can't blame anything but anybody but yourself. I'm the one that's at fault.
Amen.
You can cry out and say, Adam is the fault, but you're going to have to come to a place that I'm the one.
Yes. Amen.
Well, I want you to notice another part. After this punishment or chastisement, he said, let us search and try our ways and turn again to the Lord. David, in the 139th Psalm, 139th Psalm, this is very familiar verses. In verse 23 and 24, he said, search me, O God, and know my heart, and try me, and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked ways in me, and lead me to the way everlasting. I want to say the verse here in our text said, let us search our way, search and try our ways, and turn again unto the Lord. You're not going to search your ways until God searches you. When God begins to search our lives and deals with us, then we'll begin to search our own lives. See, the effects of chastisement will cause us to examine ourselves. That's right. Examine our ways. He said here, let us search and try our ways. Paul said that we should judge ourselves that we not be judged.
Amen.
And then he tells us several places concerning that very truth. But I'll tell you one, many times we become so involved with all the things of the world. And the Bible said, if you're a friend of the world, you're an enemy of God.
Right.
And until God searches us, we won't search our own ways.
Right.
And I thought about that. We need to search our ways. When we do, he said, we'll turn again unto the Lord. Tell you what, we need to search our ways this morning, even as Baptists. Yeah. We need to search our ways. A lot of times, they're worldly instead of Christian. We need to search our ways today. Search our ways, how we live. We need to search a lot of people today, and I had for 33 years, I had a religion. A lot of people today got a religion, but I tell you what, they need to search their ways and find out whether it's really, Paul said we ought to, well, I'll have to read that verse, can't even quote it now, in the book of 1 Corinthians, or 2 Corinthians chapter 13, I believe it is, 2 Corinthians chapter 13, and in verse 5, he said, examine yourself whether you be in the faith. Prove your own self. Know ye not that your own self, how that Jesus Christ is in you, except you be reprobate? We need to search our own life. We need to examine our ways. And then we'll turn to God. We need to examine our complaining and our crying and our... And I say this, I tell you what. I've tried to do that. But you'll not do it till God searches you.
Amen, brother. Yes, sir.
A lot of times we whip our kids, they don't pay no attention to it. But I tell you what, when God gets done with you, you search your ways, you turn. You won't turn except God turns you. And so he said, let us search and try our ways. We need to try our ways today of how we do and how we live, how we conduct our lives, how we live. Paul said, your letters written and read of all men, our lives as we walk. Brother, people read our lives. I tell you, down in Cunningham, Kentucky, I don't know hardly anybody around there, but they know that preacher that lives on the hill there. Brother, they know what I do and what I don't do. We need to search our ways in many things. And then he said, let us lift up our heart and our hands unto God in heaven. Tell you what, that's the only way to really be in fellowship with God. To really worship God. Our hearts and hand, the Bible said, we worship the one that was a broken and a contrite spirit. Broken heart and a contrite spirit. We need to lift up our hands. We need to turn from forms and rituals, ceremonies, and all of that. And I believe one that lifts up their heart and hand to God in the heavens, he'll answer the things that we stand in need of. You know, the Bible tells us, Brother Connor was talking about it, said it's better to suffer with Christ that we might reign with him. Better to suffer. And Paul wrote in the book of Acts chapter 14, he said, with much tribulation we must enter into the kingdom of heaven. We're going to have it. We're going to have trials. But I want to close this morning. I'll tell you what, spiritual life, there'll be complaint, and there'll be confession, and then there'll be submission.
Yeah, amen.
There will. But we need to ask ourselves this morning, what have I got to complain about? Brother Connors read us all them verses this morning. Romans 8 said that he's called us, he's chosen us, said for whom he did know, foreknow, he did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son. He said, moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called, and whom he called, he also justified. Whom he justified, them he also glorified. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? What do you got to complain about this morning? Been redeemed. Have eternal life. One of these days he's going to take us out of this old sin cursed world. He's going to conform us into the image of his Son. Tell you what, our complaining is a sin against the God of heaven. Think about it. I don't have a thing in the world to complain about. Think about the lost person. I don't know why God chose me. As far as my life. But I don't have anything to complain about.
Amen.
I've lived 315 years, week from today, and I've never lacked one thing that's good for me.
Amen, brother.
Amen, brother. Amen.
Think about it this morning. What do you got to complain about?
Amen.
You know what? We leave this conference and we're liable to complain all the way home.
That's right.
You think about it.
Amen.
I've had a lot of time to think. I sit in my house and look at them walls. I've had a lot of time to think. Think back over your life. Think back. I got a lot of memories about home church. I do have. But you know what? No matter where I've been or whatever I've done, I look back and say, boy, God taught me something there. That was a good lesson. I have no regrets. I regret the things I failed.
Yeah.
But I have no regrets of the things God's put me through.
Hey.
I said, boy, it's good.
Amen.
Been good for me.
Amen.
Have none. And have no complaint today.
Amen.
Lord bless you, Brother Titus.
Amen, brother.